All right, nice to have you back with us on this Saturday. We're going to go down to Atlanta. I know that's where he is. Kevin McAlpin joins us. He loves San Francisco. We miss having him out here this year. He's reporting on the Braves Radio Network and, of course, 680 The Fan. Kevin, how are you?
Marty, I'm always. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. I'm just bummed I won't see you this summer.
I know. You're one of the great fans of San Francisco and the great walking tours that you do, and we miss having you here, but it'll next year, we'll keep our fingers crossed that next year will happen. But for you, the Atlanta Braves, the only team with a plus run differential in the National League East. You've had COVID issues in the National League East, and I'm just glad to have you on and just give us folks out here in the West Coast a little idea of what's up with the Atlanta Braves. How are they doing?
Yeah, Marty, you know, they're playing pretty good baseball, all things considered. You know, they've gone through a lot here in the first month of the regular season. They're down a couple of starters, including their ace in Mike Soroka. He's done with an Achilles issue. That was a big loss for the Braves, the guy who was an all-star last year. Max Fried has turned into the ace of the rotation. He had another good outing last night. He's won 21 games since the start of last season. That's the most by a lefty in the National League. You mentioned the COVID issues the Braves had to start the regular season, to start the summer camp. Freddie Freeman, the face of the franchise, was hit pretty hard with this virus. He, as a matter of fact, had a fever, Marty, at one point that was 104.5. I mean, wow. This thing hit Freddie Freeman hard. He missed pretty much all of summer camp, so he's been sort of playing catch up. And then the top two guys in their order, in Acuna and Albies, both have wrist injuries. They have been out. So all things considered, they're down five starting pitchers from the start of spring training. They were without their best player in summer camp, and they're without their number one and two hitters in the order, for the last 2 weeks. 15-11 doesn't sound so bad. So they're keeping their head above water, and I think they feel like second half they can really start to put some things together and, you know, ideally go out there and win their third straight NL East title here.
Last night, Ozuna had a couple of home runs. Travis D'Arno, we had his brother here in San Francisco. He's really been a find for the Braves, but Ozuna finally hit a couple.
Yeah, you know, they've sort of been moving him around in the order from three and four. They've had some moving parts, again, with the top two guys out of the order. So Ozuna, a big night for him last night, two home runs. Matter of fact, a ridiculous stat I found after the game, Marty. He has 26 hits in the season. 12 have been for extra bases. So a lot of the talk coming into this season was, how will the Braves replace the 38 homers they got from Josh Donaldson last year? And, of course, Donaldson was a huge part of this offense in 2019. Braves didn't feel comfortable going, you know, as far as the Twins did with that four-year deal. But Ozuna, I said it when they signed him, I like the move. I love when guys take a one-year deal and bet on themselves. It worked out for Donaldson last year. He got a big-time contract, and I think the same can be said about Marcell Ozuna. Now, of course, Ozuna was a Gold Glove winner a few years ago in Miami. His defense has certainly gone backwards the last couple of years. So for the most part, you're going to see him DH for the Braves. We will see him in left field tonight, but I would say they've got 34 games to go. I would think 30 of those 34, you'll see Ozuna DH. And again, he's been productive in that spot, so he should get himself a nice multi-year, or at least a number of multi-year offers come free agency.
Very good. Kevin McAlpin with us from Atlanta. Travis D'Arno, I saw his name the other day. His OPS is around 900.
He's been really good. And, you know, the Braves signed him, a guy that, you mentioned the Giants had his brother Chase. The Braves had him, Chase, a few years ago as well. Matter of fact, Smith coached Chase both at AAA and here at the big league level. So obviously there was some familiarity with Travis and all the time he spent in the National League East with the Mets. The guy that was coming off Tommy John surgery, and they always say that second year back, especially for position players, they get their full strength back. He's going gap to gap, power to all fields. He's been a really nice, you know, add for the Braves. And they need to get younger behind the plate. Last few years, they've had, you know, veteran guys like McCann and Flowers and Suzuki. They needed to get a little bit younger, and they did that with Travis d'Arnaud. He hit a bomb last night off Aaron Nola. He's gone deep four times this year, Marty. Twice against Aaron Nola, once against Jacob deGrom, and once against Pablo Lopez, good young right-hander from the Marlins. So he's making a jump. He's doing it against some pretty tough pitchers here in this NL East.
Wow, Freddie Freeman joined some elite company. I saw his name last night in the story. Chipper's name was in there. What did Freddie do?
808 runs scored for Freddie Freeman, and that ties the great Hank Aaron to the most for fourth most all-time since the Braves moved to Atlanta back in 1966. He's trailing only the Jones boys in runs scored with Chipper and Andrew, and then, of course, the great Dale Murphy in there as well. So some pretty elite company that Freddie Freeman finds himself in. And matter of fact, it's Hank Aaron weekend here in Atlanta. They do this every year. They always do some really nice tributes to Hank. And, of course, you can't do that this year with empty ballparks. But they've got a number of the cardboard cutouts all around the ballpark here to honor the legendary Hank Aaron. So it's great company for Freddie to join. And, of course, he's got a long, long way to go. So I think Freddie's going to continue to work his way up a lot of these franchise leaderboards as we move forward.
Now, what about Will Smith? I haven't heard much about him. How's he doing?
You know, he was another guy at the start of summer camp, Marty, that got bit by the COVID bug. But fortunately for Will Smith, he was asymptomatic. Now, the problem with that was he kept testing positive. So he had to wait for those back-to-back negative tests so he could get back on the field. So he's only been in a handful of ball games. He's given up a couple of solo home runs, but overall, he's pitched well. I think that when you look at what the Braves have done the last year and a half with this bullpen, they totally revamped it. You know, the first couple of months of last season, you had a 2-3-run lead late. It was not safe. Well, they went out. They bring in Melanson last year at the deadline. They add Will Smith. They go out and get Shane Green, also a closer from the Tigers. So they've got three all-star closers that they can run out there in any combination of the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. But again, we've only seen Will Smith in a handful of appearances. And again, a solo homer, I have no problem with that. You know, if he's going to give one up, let it be a solo shot, and that's totally fine. But again, a guy who's, I think he's just trying to get caught up because he basically missed all of the 3 weeks of summer camp ramp up. So good to have him back in the mix. And of course, being a native of Noonan, Georgia, which is about 25, 30 miles south of Atlanta, you know, he's really, really excited to be pitching here for the team that he grew up watching as a youngster.
Now, do you know anything about Buford, Georgia? Because Joey Bart's from there. We have, of course, made his debut a couple of nights ago.
You know what? It's right up the road. Not too far. Probably 30 minutes up the road. They got some good outlet malls, I think, up there. I don't get up that way very often because I'm sure you know how the traffic is here in Atlanta. Everybody drives everywhere. The public transit is not great, so we got to rely on driving everywhere. So if I can avoid not having to drive 40 miles, I'll do it. But yeah, not too far up the road. I got some friends that live up that way, and I know there's a lot of folks stealing this area, keeping a close eye on him, and certainly happy for his success. And same can be said about Buster Posey, another local guy from just a couple of hours down the road here in Georgia. And believe me, there's a lot of Buster Posey fans in this neck of the woods as well.
Yeah, big deal. All right, so Atlanta is, you know, Max Fried's been terrific. I love the curveball and everything else. Atlanta, obviously, plus run differential. Of the teams that are chasing the Braves, who do you fear the most, or who would come in second or could put pressure on the Braves?
You know, Marty, I still think it's the defending world champs. I think the Nationals are the team. Now, look, they've got some issues of their own, losing Strasburg for the season. Scherzer has not looked like Scherzer here in the early going. You know, you take Rendon out of the mix, it's a totally different-looking offense. But for me, in this division, I look at the Phillies' bullpen. They are historically bad. I mean, they are terrible. They've got an ERA north of 10, which is why they made that deal last night with the Red Sox to bring in Brandon Workman and Embry to the mix. They need help in the bullpen. You know, they've got Nola, and they've got Arrieta and Zach Wheeler, who goes tonight against the Braves in just a few minutes. But other than that, you know, that bullpen, I can't take them seriously. The Mets, they've already lost Syndergaard and And, of course, we know that Cespedes opted out. Stroman's out of the equation. The Marlins are still a ways off. So in this division, I still feel like it's the Braves to lose. But the team that I worry the most about is the Nationals. Now, they're off to a slow start, much like they were last year. But we know they can get it going in a hurry. But, again, they're down some key pieces, including the World Series MVP right now. So I think there's a little bit more pressure on everybody else in that rotation to get things going up a notch here. And based on what I saw from Matt Scherzer today, it didn't look all that great for him either.
Boy, interesting. Yeah, you know, the division is one of those everyone is negative run differential, so someone's someone has to come in second. So we'll see what happens for the playoffs. Before we let you go, a new phenom is up. He's the outfielder, Pache. And I know if the Giants were going to make a deal last year, that's the one we hope that they would get from Atlanta. But he was held onto by the Braves, and now he's up.
21 years old, made his debut last night. It took him a little while, Marty. He joined the team on Tuesday, was not in the lineup on Tuesday because he got to the ballpark at about 6 o'clock. Wednesday, he was in the lineup. Braves got rained out. Thursday, they had a scheduled day off. So it took him 72 hours to get a chance to actually make his big league debut. And in his third at-bat, he did get a base hit to right field. So good to see Pache make his debut last night. And believe me, much like Acuna a few years ago, that was the guy that all the opposing GMs were calling about. This is the guy we want. Well, a lot of those calls last year this time were opposing GMs wanting a guy like Christian Pache. He's a special young player. I'll say this. He's got a chance to be the best defender this organization has had since a guy that you may have heard of, Andrew Jones, and he won 10 consecutive Gold Gloves. So very, very special young man. You see why the Braves held on to him. 21 years old. He'll be in the outfield every day starting next season along with Ronald Acuna Jr. And the Braves have another 21-year-old outfielder in Drew Waters. So the future is very, very bright, not only on the mound for this organization, but they've got some really talented young position players in the outfield as well. They're fun to watch them develop.
All right. Well, stay safe, Kev. We love having you on. And as this thing develops into September, we'll love to chat with you again and see how this East is shaping up. So be safe and be well. And we thank you for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Marty. And send the best to my friends over there at Sears. Sears Fine Foods. I miss my breakfast there.
Silver Dollar Pancakes.
That's right.
I know it well. All right. Kevin McAlpin, 680 The Fan.